Residents of the Strawberry Mansion neighborhood of Philadelphia are shaken after a shooting there Thursday injured 5 teens, a toddler, and an adult. They're calling for more resources and safety measures, especially around nearby schools. WHYY's Sammy Kayola reports.
A small group of people gathered at 31st and Norris for a demonstration against gun violence Friday. Chalk circles marked where bullets had landed the night before. Makai is 15. He stopped by with his mom. He said some of the teens who were shot were his friends. He said it could have just as easily been him.
By certain places, like by like Strawberry Mansion and over here, it can most likely happen. And you won't even know what's going on. It's sad.
He stayed behind as others went to James G. Blaine School just a block away to stand watch over dismissal time. The School District of Philadelphia has a Safe Path program, which trains adult monitors to guard campuses, but it's only at 6 schools, and Blaine isn't one of them. Adam McNeil with nonprofit Sistatalk PHL gave out food and water on the corner. He's concerned about the safety of women and children in the neighborhood.
It's a war going on. And what these young men are not understanding is that when they are participating in this war, they are putting everybody at danger.
He says too many young boys are being raised without fathers, and too many black women are raising families without support.
We have to create a network. It's a village. We have to recreate our village by any means necessary.
The group runs a food pantry and nursery pantry and offers teen talk groups twice a week. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.